Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, in the wake of yet more anti-Semitic incidents, the Anti-Defamation League now offering a $10,000 reward in connection with leads and possible arrests. There is an arrest and charge to tell you about in one of the cases. Also, two incidents, December 24th, the last 24 hours. A report of aggravated harassment in Brooklyn. A man in Crown Heights chased with a soda can thrown at him while being subjected to anti-Semitic remarks. Another individual pursued in Crown Heights as well, hit knocked to the ground around 6 p.m. by several suspects, according to police. Meantime, Alexander Rosenberg, director of community affairs at the ADL, spoke with 1010 Winds about this.
We are extremely concerned, and I think that we have been ringing that bell for a very long time. So has the NYPD, and so have many in our community. And I think that it is time for many more to do it, and it's time for many more people in leadership to come together and put a stop to this.
In the Manhattan attack, December 23rd, police say a man wearing a yarmulke brutally attacked on East 41st Street near 3rd Avenue just after 11 a.m. in the Murray Hill neighborhood. Kicked, punched while the suspect yelled profanities and anti-Semitic remarks. An arrest in the case, 48-year-old Miami man charged with assault as a hate crime. When